G'day everybody and welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. This podcast is brought to you by Mazda. 60 years in the making, it's the Mazda 60th landmark event. Secure a landmark deal on 2018 Mazda BT50 4x4 dual cab XTR. Celebrate at your Mazda dealer or visit mazda.com.au. Today on the pod, it's a two-minute warning where we spend 2 minutes on each team. If you haven't hit us up at Instagram or Twitter, please do that at Hardball Gets AFL. Make sure you subscribe to the pod wherever you're listening. Leave a rating, leave a review. And that's about it from us. Let's get stuck in. This is the Hardball Gets AFL show. My name's Nick Rim, joined again by Xavier Ellis and Ryan Daniels. Ryan Daniels back. Has it been a couple of weeks?
It feels like a while.
It feels like you've been missing.
Out of the twos, I've been all over the shop. I've got a syndesmosis in the ankle.
Have you done a syndesmosis?
No. Oh, no. But everybody else is doing syndesmosis stuff. So
I was going to say, we could talk about it. They bloody hurt.
Yeah, right.
Have you done a syndesmosis?
The only injury I ever felt pop. You know that same people say, you feel something pop? It's the only one I've ever felt pop.
I feel like you've got a story about every
legs. Oh, anything legs, I've got covered.
We could just have a whole separate podcast, just Xavier Ellis talks leg injuries.
Yeah, just run through just one
like,
by one.
Stories about the
speaking of Xavier, failed career.
Xavier Ellis's legs. No shoes today, mate? Skilly Oaks?
No, we had a busy morning at work. We had someone move on and radio station and... I just thought, why would I need to wear shoes for that? So the focus is not on me this morning.
All right, well, this is the two-minute warning where we spend 2 minutes on each team. I think we'll crack on alphabetical today, as good a chance as any. And all right, let's get started. Right, Adelaide. What are you?
Sorry, we're a bit out of practice.
Mate, well,
say Adelaide.
Adelaide.
I don't even have the alphabet anymore.
So watching Talking Footy on Channel 7 this week.
Good show.
I had to laugh.
Quack, quack.
Yeah, how quickly do you jump on this trade suggested by the Duck? Jack Lukosius for a Crouch brother and one more senior player.
But who's the senior player?
Well, he just said one and then he might have said two.
I think, is Wayne Carey the worst fake trade maker ever? What was the one he had a couple of years ago? Was it with Melbourne? And he just wanted to like, it was just ridiculous.
Give up pick one and two for
someone
bad. It was like five.
Senior players.
Yeah, that's right. Get all the fringe players.
I'm not against it.
What, Lukosius for a Crouch and another senior player? I don't see who it works for. What
it's about terrible for Adelaide.
Okay, so you're saying Adelaide get the raw end of that. So yeah, you're saying...
No, I say both of them get like... I don't see how it works for anyone.
Well, Adelaide aren't going to win the flag.
Yeah, but they probably still think they can in the next couple of years.
Well, Pikey, you can't. And you've got pick two this year. You got Lukosius from last year.
Like, it's a fair thing to build up on, but I don't think they're ready to do that. Which other player?
Which Crouch?
Oh.
Ooh.
You'd ask for Brad, you might get Matt.
Well, before this year, you would have said Matt. Brad can go.
Oh, no, I thought you were
because of all the injury trouble? If you were Adelaide, you'd say, yeah, take Brad. But after this year, you'd have to say, take Matt, right?
I reckon they're both bloody good players.
Yeah.
I don't see how it fixes Gold Coast, though.
Oh, they just need to be competitive.
That's a whole other topic.
They need to be competitive while their other draft picks come along.
Yeah, but they could get another.
Hold on, hold on. Okay, hold on. No
fence
sitting. Who do you want, Brad or Matt? Because that's where this is.
I want Brad.
You want Brad?
If I'm asking for one.
I want Matt.
Mm. Well, because you know that he'll be out there. Well, you
have death taxes and Matty Crouch getting 30. It's simple as that.
Yeah.
Always. And he drinks good on the piss, too.
You get the bonus. You want that on the Gold Coast, too. Brisbane.
Right. So Brisbane are obviously humming third on the ladder. The NAB rising star from Bontempelli's year, Louis Taylor.
Yeah.
He's played 5 games this year, 112 in total.
Surplus to requirements.
Is it time? And what would you get back for Louis Taylor? Has he got much market value?
Nope.
For someone who's won the NAB rising star award.
You might get a second.
But it was one of those years where he won it, but it wasn't like he was Sam Walsh. Like, it wasn't like...
Yeah. No one's been...
Yeah, pretty cool year.
It was a good year, but it wasn't like a, wow, Louis Taylor's going to win Brown.
But when Louis Taylor plays, I genuinely notice Louis Taylor playing.
There was one game this year where he was in the best 3-4 players
I'm just surprised he's played 5 games, can't get a game.
He's still an AFL... There's absolutely no doubt he's an AFL player, but it's not
you're taking.
No. He's not on the injury list either.
There you go, talking about people getting touches at Gold Coast.
So that'd be not a bad one, I reckon.
Yes.
Move him just down the road a little bit. he's still young enough. So Bont would be 23, would he, Bont? So that'd be Louis Taylor's age.
Yeah, 23, yeah.
So that'd be Louis Taylor's age. He's done 5 years. He's played 100 games. It's that wouldn't be a bad one. But are they in such a good like form? Is it real form or is it fake form, if that makes sense? So Link McCarthy, those sort of guys are obviously playing his position. Are you buying those shares? Or so is that why you can get rid of...
You like to hold on to him as... insurance. Well, I think he'd probably want to go. Like, he don't want to be the insurance player.
But he wants to get paid a decent amount. He wants to play every week, and he doesn't want to be playing in the NEFL. I reckon they made their mind up about him last year because he was sort of
he yo-yoed a little bit last year,
and he was sort of marginalised a little bit in terms of he wasn't really playing on the ball as much as he probably would have liked, and he was out of the team a couple of times. I reckon they made their mind up on Louis Taylor, and for whatever reason, I mean, it doesn't make much sense because
I think he'd be a perfectly good 15 or 22 player on most lists.
Yeah, he'll get touches. Someone needs to give him a goal.
He could fit in at West Coast.
He wouldn't make.
Don't blame the sport. He's better than Jared Cameron.
Oh,
cool. I mean, Jared's only played three games.
Like, Carlton, okay. Who has had the best career? 3 number one draft picks in a row. They're all 30-plus now for Carlton.
Yep.
Mark Murphy, Bryce Gibbs, Matthew Kreuzer. Some quick stats. Murphy, number one in 2005. He's played 260 games, won All-Australian, 2 BNFs. Gibbs went the next year, 231 games, 1 BNF. Kreuzer, the following year, 184 games, missed nearly half a season 6 times. No BNFs, no All-Australians.
Will you eliminate Matthew Kreuzer?
Because of injury?
We're just not in the same ballpark.
I want a quick answer on this because I've got another
Mark Murphy.
Yeah, Mark Murphy.
Mark Murphy, Daylight. Okay.
Who should have had the best career?
Matthew Kreuzer.
Oh, Bryce Gibbs.
Mm.
Yeah.
Bryce, it's funny, if you had them all on paper, we pick Mark Murphy, but if you had them all on paper, it's their draft day, you line them up all against each other, you go, Murphy's the last player you pick.
Well, Murph did have an incredible season or two where he was...
He had some really good years, but he's still like...
I look at Bryce Gibbs and go, if he was drafted to, in that time, say Hawthorn, for example.
Yeah.
Hawthorn never had the strongest of midfield. Like, Sam Mitchell was a beast. Mm-hmm. Jordan Lewis was a beast in there. If he was drafted to Hawthorn, say, when I was, he would have had a tremendous career as, like, 2 fats, 1 skinny in the midfield. Yeah, he would have been that bloke.
Is it kind of like what's sort of happening he's had a good career McGrath? As it is. Like, they're like, oh, no, we need him down back and we need him here. Like,
so I reckon
should have been, you suffer,
should have been playing in the midfield from day one.
I reckon Gibbs, there's no point playing the midfield when you're losing by 100 every week, too. Like, that's not helping. Like, at least Hawthorn were competitive, but he's a smooth mover. He could have, he's had a great career, don't get me wrong.
He's had a good career.
But, I mean, over 250
games.
1 BNF,
no All-Australian, number 1 pick.
Like, yeah.
And he might be done. But also, the bigger picture there, 3 number one picks in a row, they get 3 BNFs and 1 All-Australian. Like, that's what Gold Coast are doing now. Carlton was Gold Coast before Gold Coast.
Yeah, well, and Melbourne, done their journey as well.
Just lost the number one guys, they didn't hit on them.
All right, Collingwood. So, can we call it now, is the slump officially over?
Yeah.
Or is it, we see a lot of one out of the box games too. Can we call it that definitively?
Are you banking on Mychek to be best on ground?
That's
every
my
week?
Problem. I Cox still think that forward line is a problem.
Jamie Elliott, I didn't even really notice on the weekend.
No, he struggled to get into it, and then he's all right.
But what I've been betting on with Collingwood is that we didn't expect that last year either. Mychek doesn't need to be best on ground.
I'm a big Mychek fan because he just does everything simply.
Well, he just needs to be the best forward once every 4 weeks. And then DeGoey needs to do it 2 out of every 4.
Yeah.
And then Cox needs to have 1 game a month where he kicks 3. Like, they just need to share the load. That's their forward line.
It is.
But to me, that game meant so much to Collingwood. Now they got
they play the Giants.
No, but even at the end, Nathan Buckley said, I was lucky enough to speak to him, he's like, there's wins and then there's season-defining wins that you look back on and refer to pre-game, in meetings, when we were over West back to the wall. Like, that is a big win for them.
There was so much on the
line. But then they lose Scott Pendlebury again.
Only for maybe one game.
No, but I'm just like...
But still,
So whoever they play this week...
Giants.
The Giants are...
Two banged more. Up teams.
So say they would get rolled by the Giants, then you've almost... Oh, we might as well give that win back to West Coast. Mm. You're 1-1, which was predicted anyway.
It's almost like it's not a season-defining loss, but it's like...
If they can
it win, almost offsets the season-defining win, if you know what I mean.
If they can win this week and they chalk it up, and then they obviously solidify themselves in the position they're in at the moment.
Yeah. They're still second on the ladder.
If you don't lose, if you win this week, it is a massive win.
Yeah.
If you drop it, you've just wasted your time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I still... For whatever, no, look, that was very, very good. That was one of the better wins of the season.
It's huge.
On the weekend, but I'm still not sold.
So I feel like West Coast should have been 35 points up at three-quarter time.
Agreed.
If they just if they just defended half decent in the first quarter and not let them kick six goals from seven inside 50s.
That would have been fine.
They wouldn't have still. But Collingwood was huge. Essendon, so the media, and credit to them. I love going after the media. Scott was going to get sacked, got sacked. Yeah. Richo was going to get sacked, got sacked. Brendan Bolton was going to get sacked, got sacked. John Worsfold has been all year he's going to get sacked. They're currently in eighth. They've got an easy run home. They've got Adelaide, Gold Coast, Port Adelaide, Dogs, Fremantle, Pies. Mm. So a lot of those teams are actually below them on the ladder.
Yeah.
Is it as simple as Essendon make the finals, Woosha stays, Essendon miss the finals, Woosha goes. Is it that simple?
Yes. I think it is.
And by the way, 2 weeks ago, I said on this very podcast that Essendon were going to make the eight, and you guys laughed me out of the room. It's because their run is so easy, and they had a couple of games that could have gone either way, and obviously last week was huge. They lose that game, suddenly it's all in disarray. But I think you're right. I think that's it. If they make the eight,
simple,
Woosha saves his job. He's got another year on contract anyway.
Because people going out and saying this stuff, they're not just making it up. Like they're talking to people. And normally at those big old clubs, they leak like sieves, some of them. Yeah. So there's old footy people.
But I think this was always the plan.
This.
I think the plan was always, a club is up shit creek. We've done some things that have put us in a real position.
Yeah,
problem.
Get a strong mind.
Let's get John Worsfold in. He's a strong leader. He's going to try to structure things up a little better. Not a fantastic tactician. Probably not our next premiership coach. But he's going to take. He's going to eliminate that other discussion.
So then, at what stage? So if he makes the eight, what's the point of keeping him?
He's got one more year. So you go, okay.
Point of keeping it is very hard to sack a coach who's just made finals.
Yeah. No, but I'm just saying, if he's not your premiership coach, would you just give him the arse?
Well,
the
only reason then is you go, okay. Well, Woosh, what do you want to do? Do you have any other gigs lined up? Do you want to go?
What do you want to do? Oh, that's not a good starting point to a meeting.
It's not. But it's like...
He said, I'll hit on 92.9 about a brekkie radio.
Yeah, actually, there's a spot for him.
A spot open.
But there are the games are great because they are eighth. They're so, like, Pies are above them, Frio are near them, Dogs are near them, Port are near them, Adelaide are near them.
Should be
like,
good.
That's good.
Big finish to the season. The Fremantle Dockers, the opposite. Not a big finish to the season coming.
No.
Two questions. If you are running the Fremantle Football Club, one... Do you shut Jesse Hogan down for the rest of the season? And two, should David Mundy be given another contract?
So what's Jesse Hogan's injury, his actual injury?
It's the foot. It's not the same issue.
Not navicular.
No, it's not navicular.
Because feet are bad.
They're complicated.
Yes.
And when it first happened, and the bone that he was pointing to and all that, it looked...
Looks similar.
Yeah.
It did. It looked navicular. They're adamant it's not navicular, but he's pulled up sore from the weekend and from some training.
Oh,
so he's not going to play this weekend, and I wouldn't think we'd see him for a couple of weeks.
So say who they got this week, Freo? So say whoever,
Sydney.
So
Sydney.
Say they get rolled by Sydney, they're done.
They're done. They're
officially,
not making the final.
No, they're not making anyway, but that's almost really...
Once you're mathematically kind of ruled
put
out.
A line through them.
Yep.
Why? He hasn't had a great season. Yep. He's been okay.
Yeah.
But why risk, like a little bit
doing
like the Cornelio situation? The knee was taped and he blows his knee.
Yeah.
Obviously, it was related, not related. Who knows?
Yeah,
but imagine if you put him back out there with not a navicular issue and he blows his foot up.
They said at the start of the year that if they don't see him at all this year, they're fine with it. This is a long-term play.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you said that. Let's do it. And Mundy?
Mundy wants to keep playing.
Yeah, I'll give him a year.
Yeah.
There's no one pushing him out. Until someone's ready to push him out of the side.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Maybe Mundy goes to halfback, though.
Yeah. You need Brayshaw and Chera playing those midfielders.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I'd rest Fife. If your shoulder's sore, don't play. From what I gather, he wants to win a Brownlow.
Probably wants to win a Brownlow.
Yes, so you can understand why you'd want to keep going.
That was
going.
My backup question for Fremantle. Is Fife going to win the Brownlow?
And you would want, and if you're Fremantle, you kind of want him to win the Brownlow just to keep him a little bit happy.
Well, it puts a cherry on the top of the shit year. Like, you know, like it might be a piece of the turd, but it's got a cherry on it.
But also when it comes to, I know he's well contracted, but like, you're good enough to win Brownlows here. You know, we might be good enough to win a premiership one day. You're getting everything you need.
That's true. Geelong.
So is the Geelong Hawks rivalry dead? It's on Sunday in the early Sunday game.
It's done.
Which is, you would have heard of that for quite a while. Last three were Geelong by 23 this year. Last year, Hawthorn 11.
That was a good game.
Yeah, and then Hawthorn won. 1 point, and then Geelong 3 points. The one before that, the year before.
Well, the last three of the four crackers. Sound pretty good.
Yeah, but
it's personnel.
It's a downward trend,
yeah,
I think.
It
so Geelong still have a lot of the guys, but the Hawks don't have a lot of the guys.
No,
they have hardly any of the guys.
No, And Geelong have got new guys too, isn't
it? Yeah. Really, I mean, and also, I think there's something around the battling of top. They're always top four.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it was always
something at stake.
Regardless, big things.
Yeah, whoever was playing, whatever top four teams are going at it together. Like Collingwood West Coast last week, you're just like, oh, that's a top four.
That's what I was
going to
talk about.
Yeah.
So that Geelong and Hawthorn was the best organic rivalry.
Yeah.
Not Carlton Richmond's a rivalry because they're old.
Yeah.
But an organic rivalry that formed from play. We saw West Coast Sydney. Is West Coast Collingwood now the best organic rivalry in the AFL, or is there a better one that I can't think of? I mean, the showdown's fantastic, but that's not really organic.
But that's not organic. That's just
two logistics.
Teams the same town. It's a traditional. Yeah. Well, what's there? Is it Essendon North always go at each other a bit? Are they the ones who hate each other?
They used to. Yeah.
See, but that's not. You're not going to watch Essendon North.
It's not a current day rivalry.
I think it's West Coast and Collingwood. Yeah. You have to look at the top teams for this. GWS, meh. That like don't really have a rival yet as such.
And we'll go back through the premiers. So Richmond beat.
Adelaide,
nah. Whereas obviously the game last year's grand final has inflated the rivalry.
Yes. Yeah.
I think Richmond Bulldogs. Collingwood could argue because they're both pretty good at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know what else? One which is on a watch list as sort of the next greatest rivalry is Brisbane Port. There's something we had that cracker at the Gabba in the first.
They used to have a rivalry. They used to have a big rivalry.
Of course, yeah.
We had that cracker at the Gabba, and then we had the whole Lachie Neale thing.
You need some history.
Like,
and that's why I think the West Coast Collingwood thing kind of works, because when they started playing each other, you could go back to qualifying finals back in the day and some moments.
GWS.
No, Gold Coast.
GWS?
I'm Gold Coast.
Are you Gold Coast?
I'm Gold Coast.
You're Gold Coast.
What are we going to talk about with Gold Coast?
Gold Coast.
They're that bad.
Well, maybe we can fire up about whether Gold Coast should exist at all.
Yeah, okay.
Should they get a priority pick? There you go.
Yes.
I think we did that last week.
Yeah, we did.
Did we?
Yeah, I think so.
As Dewey, I thought, did a tremendous job at the start of the year.
Mm. Yeah.
Has the gloss well and truly come off the season? No, in terms of his own effort? Or are you, now we're just looking at it going, wowee, how did you get them competing for the first 10 weeks? Because they are
shit. I kind of feel a little bit that way.
Yeah, there's no pressure on Dewey.
None of this is on Stewie Jew.
No, I'm trying to remember what kind of deal he signed, like how long term, because it would have been long term, wouldn't it?
Yeah, four or something, I reckon.
Yeah.
So who's to blame?
Whoever put the list together.
The original list management is to blame, and the lack of retention and development is to blame.
I look at the list and go, all right, Tom Lynch, hit. Charlie Dixon hit.
Yes, but they're gone.
Harley Bunnell. No, but I'm just saying, the list that they actually got together wasn't a disaster.
No, the talent was there.
It was half injury, half development.
But who was running the joint? They went off the rails.
They spent far too much money.
A lot of blokes who got good jobs at the AFL now.
Yeah.
Running the show.
They spent far too much money on, other than Ablett, none of the other guys really were a hit.
No.
They spent far too much money on guys like Bock and Brown.
Yeah, but you even delete them, though. You delete them. But the time we're finishing 12th or 10th or whatever it was that one year.
Yeah. Mm.
You were looking at it going,
it's pretty good.
Crikeys, those kids are going to be Prestia. They're all going to be.
Stephen May, Rory Thompson were both good.
But it was around the same time that Brisbane were losing a bunch of dudes as well. So it was a retention issue and a development issue. I mean,
if you had your time again, what would be the first thing you implement at the Gold Coast?
Don't pick Gary Ablett.
Development. Yeah. They spend so much more money on development.
Now we go to GWS.
GWS. Okay. I reckon you'll love this. Is this Toby Green's moment? Stephen Canelio and Josh Kelly out for a few weeks. Canelio the season. The kids Caldwell and Haitley are not quite ready. Toby Green had 34 disposals on the weekend. Is it his time to step into that midfield and guide them through the next 3 weeks, keep them afloat? And their next four games are Collingwood, Port, Sydney, Hawthorn. Other than Collingwood, they should win all of those.
Oh, but should they, though?
Well, If Toby Green can do what he can do and Lachie Whitfield's playing, I think they can.
Here's the thing.
Is it Toby's moment?
It kind of is his moment to go do that role, but that makes me sad.
Because
he's so good at the other role.
He's kicking it to no one.
And
Toby Green having 30 touches, I don't think you remember back in the day where
he's doing that every week.
It was just a magnet to us. Yeah. But he wasn't classy, and he is now. Mm. But there's something about him roaming between the half forward flanks and then deep inside 50, talking absolute smack to his opponent.
Yeah.
There's something about that I just think is far greater than plodding around in the midfield.
Kicking it forward and there being a person that everybody's worried about as opposed to kicking it forward and there being a few guys who are playing.
Like, even you look at it, and I did do a bit of research on GWS on my fake time. But Callum Ward, you forget, out for the season. Yep. Like, yeah. He would have been vital, even with those injuries, to go, Callum Ward, this is your moment. Yeah, you've been the fifth best midfielder for the year. We need you to be the best midfielder.
They lead the clubhouse in not number of injuries, but injuries to guys that really, really like, it's always a guy that, like, you're like, oh, they can't lose Ward. Yeah. Oh, they can't lose Canelio. Like,
they can't lose Josh Kelly. No, they can't lose Lockie Whitfield.
You can lose sort of five role players and you might still be okay.
And but John Patton's a is to be confirmed.
Hawthorn.
Still
on the injury list.
No, that should be to
be traded.
To be at Clarko's.
Yeah.
Like, just there's nothing on a number one draft pick who they've got no forwards.
Okay, we're on Aminia. Hawthorn, yes.
I'm starting to worry that I might have skipped down a list on one.
Oh no. do we think the tide will turn for Wingard, and when do we think it'll turn? Like, they gave up pick 15, 35 and Burton to get him in.
That was Dersma, right? The pick was Dersma.
Yeah, that would have been Dersma. Yeah.
Hard to look at that, though.
True.
But still, it's a fair bit to give up.
No,
that,
but if
plus
you said,
one of your
if you said to
players,
Hawthorn, you're going to pick up Dersma, and this is what he's going to do, they'd be like, well, no, we'll keep the pick.
Yeah.
So he was okay at the weekend, but that was in a, like, traffic cones there.
Can I jump on a controversial call?
Yeah.
Do it.
I think he's wildly overrated.
Oh!
I think he's wildly
always
overrated.
Been wildly
the best
overrated.
Version of Chad Wingard is fantastic, but we don't see it often enough.
No.
We never see the best version. We see it twice a year and we go, far out, Chad Wingard, at some point he's going to be that type of player, like Matthew Cruiser.
He's really going to be something.
He's under Clarkson. No,
where we're going to go, geez, he could be anything. And you look at his age and you go, hold on, I mean, he's 31.
He's retired.
He is what he
year.
Is.
Yeah, but he's still young now. He's mid-20s. He's 25.
Yeah, I don't know. I just want to see more and more often. I know he's talented.
I think this year's been horrible for him.
Yep.
A real awakening. I think Clarko is going to hit him with a tornado. I think he's going to train his absolute ass off in pre-season. Mm-hmm. I think there's going to be no excuses. Because Clarko would just trade him on. And and get a second-round pick back for him or whatever. Like, wipe your debt and move on. I think he will be very, very good next year. I still got faith, but I am a Chad man.
Yeah, you do love
him. I am the Chad, so.
I just get frustrated with those types of players. I'm like, okay, put up now. Put up or shut up.
Yeah.
Like, how long do we talk about your potential for? But just be good.
What position do you play him, though? That high half forward's a hard role.
It is.
And you can get scrappers to do it. I'd be playing him full forward pocket.
Yeah.
And just say, your 10 touches equals four goals.
Like,
we don't want 25 touches.
Are we talking like a DeGoey?
Yeah, like DeGoey.
All right, moment of truth. Who have you got next on your list, X?
Melbourne.
Melbourne Demons, okay. So they are sitting 16th with 5 wins. Let's just go through their coming games and tick across. West Coast.
Cross.
St Kilda.
Tick. Cross.
Yeah. Richmond.
Cross.
Collingwood.
Cross.
Sydney at Sydney.
Cross.
And North Melbourne to finish.
Cross. They might win one of those.
Carlton can leapfrog them. How does that sit with Melbourne Football Club? And I have been criticised for being too personal on the Melbourne Football Club on the reviews. But, I mean, they're 16th on the ladder. What changes at the end of the season? You can't bring. You can't. What do they say in the NBA? Run it back or whatever. You can't run it back.
No, you can't.
You can't.
No.
You actually can't. Do they need to trade Oliver?
Or Brayshaw?
But you trade everyone around Oliver.
Okay,
I'll
take that. But what are you going to bring in that's going to be better than what you've already got? Not giving anything up.
And just about all of their players are probably, apart from Gorn and Oliver, are at like the lowest value they've ever had.
Yes.
Like, that's the problem.
So
the irony of Tom McDonald having his best game of the season, kicking six, and
doing
this
knee.
But like, it's like, oh, come on.
I was listening to one of the players talk and they were saying, you know, we've got Prusy up full forward.
Oh, no.
What are we doing with him at full forward?
Shouldn't have signed him. We've had that argument. Yeah. We shouldn't have signed him in the first place.
Wieders is injured. I said he couldn't get a kick in a stampede for the first 15 rounds. Like, why are we now banking on
him?
Like, they've had injuries, granted. Lever, May, self-inflicted. Like, but I don't see that being the incredible difference.
No.
That
no, there's no one who's out who you're like,
there's too many players who just look like a shadow of themselves.
So
like,
what happened?
Angus Brayshaw is just not.
But was
what
that
the hell?
Is it? Yeah, he's a shadow. But like, is it a shadow, or is that their actual standard?
Well, he's an
up-pick.
Well,
they're playing above themselves.
Like,
do they play above themselves?
I don't know. I think you see it better. Yes. Number three pick, didn't we? I think I remember that
three?
One.
North, we had that argument.
We had that argument.
North Melbourne. Okay. So they went after Longmire. They went after Simpson. Club legends, and they failed. There's another club legend, I use that term very loosely in this case, that is coaching very well right now that might be very available. David Teague played 33 games for the North Melbourne Football Club. If Carlton don't want him and North decide they don't want Reece Shaw, then why isn't David Teague being considered for that? And by the way, while I was researching his career at North, in 2002, and this may uncover a massive underworld gambling problem for the AFL.
Oh, I like this.
David Teague got two Brownlow votes in round 9 of 2002, a game which they lost to Melbourne.
Yeah.
He had 7 disposals and 4 marks.
What?
And he got 2 Brownlow votes.
No way.
How in the hell is that possible?
And it's not like
you're going to have to dig up the game.
You can't get David Teague confused with Anthony Crudafides, can you?
You can't. It was the most bizarre thing. And that, I mean, that's what I wanted. Originally wanted to talk about Teague's coaching, but I really feel like they need to talk about the umpires that day who decided that those statistics, and maybe, look, maybe he played the greatest defensive game that anyone's ever played.
He's still not getting Brownlow votes for that.
Exactly.
Hit us up on Twitter somewhere if anyone knows this. Yeah. Like, they're like, oh, no, he turned the game.
Adam Simpson in the same losing side had 29 touches, 15 of them were contested, 6 tackles, and didn't get a sniff.
Simo was a good player, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Underrated.
There's a very good chance then that Adam Simpson will remember that game.
Yeah. Hey, but realistically, back on the coaching,
yeah,
I know they've gone after, and everyone's like, North Melbourne have missed out again.
Yeah.
I would have given him a 3% chance of getting John. They would have given him a 0% chance of Clarko, and I'd give him a 0% chance of Simo.
Like, they were in a horrible position.
It's not even,
None
of them were out of contract.
Exactly.
They had a crack.
Simo's just won a flag. Yeah. Clarkson's a club legend. Yeah. And John Longmire has been in Sydney for 15
Sometimes
years.
Sometimes we forget expectation, don't we?
Yeah.
Like it was same with Gold Coast and St Kilda this year. Didn't we expect anything different?
Again, like me going to the old blue light discos. Yes. Aimed at the 10, ended with the 2.
So on to Port. What do we think went on in the planning stages last week? So the last time they played Brisbane, Lachie Neale had 43 and a goal, 15 clearances. But they only lost by, I think it was a kick in the end, somewhere around there. Why was it so important?
That was a thrilling game too.
Yeah, like they were right in it. Why was it so important to make Lachie Neale the be-all and
end-all? Terrorise Lachie.
Yeah.
I think they overthought it. They thought we want to play Sutcliffe and hold on their mates and Sutcliffe's defensive and this will rattle the cage. But
it didn't.
Okay, you just go back a fraction. Ollie Wines is a contested player.
Yeah.
And you push, but who's their tough players? Like, who would you be intimidated by from Port Adelaide?
Motlop.
There isn't anyone.
But, John, if Mitch Robinson was looking at you, I'd be like, holy moly, that's Mitch Robinson. Or Luke Hodge or, there's a
can't
few.
Can't think of anybody.
There's a few.
I think Andrew Gaff's still a bit intimidated by it. Was it Jonas?
Jonas
is
But, you know, like, it's not. What are you going to do?
Yeah, there's no hard nuts in the middle. Ollie Wines.
But that's been their problem for a long time.
But what do you terrorise? Terrorise Lachie Neale?
Yeah, you don't have
You can't do it anymore.
No. Yeah. Anyone who thinks Cam Sutcliffe's going to terrorise anyone has never met Cam Sutcliffe or watched Cam Sutcliffe.
But
he's a good shutdown player.
I admire his role. He's playing for his footy life.
It's fine.
But the other, it should have just been one-on-one. And they always say, help the tagger, help the tagger. No, help the tag player. The tagger should just scrap by himself all day and go, this is one-on-one, I'm taking their best player.
Yep.
You other 17 need to win the game.
Yeah. I'm not touching the ball.
Don't come and hit him. Don't give away a free kick. That just is ridiculous.
Yep.
I remember Liam Shields tagging one day and was stirring up his opponent. And he was like, leave it. Like, I've got it. Don't stir him up.
I can do it.
Like,
Go away.
I'll just annoy him. I want him to explode in the third quarter at me, not the first 5 minutes.
Yeah. You've got to be careful. You don't want to make him angry.
Yeah.
You can go too far.
So little Higgins is out from Richmond with a little bit of bleeding on his brain, and it's just so unfortunate. But the concussion side of AFL football, something I've been thinking about for so long, the concussion rules are in, which is great.
Mm.
I get that. Why are we not getting a baseline on every draftee's brain?
And then measuring it at the end of the
before
career.
Before coming in, and someone said to me, well, what happens if they find something? And I'm like, well, you don't play AFL, but you have a healthy life. You know, so in the NBA, they do a lot of research and tests and scans and do everything. And some top draft potential players have been ruled out, unfortunately.
Or slid right down the draft
Isaac, his name was Isaac something. He had something wrong with his eyes. And,
yes.
Brain, and it was like sorry, mate, you're not going to play NBA.
Yeah, and
but
they
we'll...
did that thing where they fake drafted him.
Yes,
and...
it will help you. But yeah. Why are we not sending someone off for 20 minutes when their brain's been smashed?
Yeah.
Clap, clap, or not playing the next 30 minutes of football. But at the end of your career, if you play for 12, 15 years, how many times are you going to get hit in the head where not so much concussion, but whiplash, your brain bounces around? Why are we not taking these baselines?
Because it's a mindset thing. Like straight away last night, when you hear the Jack Higgins story, the bleeding on the brain, what's the first thing everybody wonders? Well, when's he going to play again?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like, hold on a minute, is Jack Higgins going to survive? Is he going to be alive in 10 years because
I saw it, I was like, oh, he's done with AFL. He's been ruled out for, like, I thought it was something quite serious.
Yeah.
But
the average punter would be thinking, oh,
is he going to play this year? Well, yeah, like,
what's out a couple of weeks? Is he out for the seat? What happens now? Like, that's the problem. And we just saw Daniel Venables.
He's
out for the year from one serious concussion on a very hard surface.
It's great that he's out. Yes. But what are we comparing his head to?
Yeah.
You know, he wouldn't have had that many hits in year 12.
No.
Yeah, you know, it's a pretty fresh brain going into the AFL. Let's just have
a look.
So
you're saying you want him to do a scan
a
when they
test.
Come in?
A draft camp,
see
everyone files
through. Yep. And also then every year maybe you do a scan to see where their brain's at.
Mm. Well, yeah, at least at the end.
What are we at? St Kilda?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. After the Alan Richardson era, 6 years, no finals, a lot of mediocrity and a lot of less than...
6 years?
Yeah, a lot of less than mediocrity. I don't know if they can survive another 6 years of that. And for that reason, I think this coaching hire might be the most important that St Kilda have had. They've had a lot of coaching hires and a lot of bad ones and a lot of things haven't gone right. But where they're at as a club, they're not thriving financially. They don't have much on the field.
Are you saying they should move to Logan?
I feel like Logan is good. I just think they can't do that again. They can't do another 6 years not even average. Just basement stuff. They've got and identified seven players that they can be hopeful of, and that's Gresham, Billings, Marshall, Battle, Clark, King, and Steele. Everyone else on their list to me is just fodder. That's pretty depressing.
But you think there'd be a couple of kids in there that we don't know
there's
about.
There's probably a couple of really
And you
young
get a few,
guys,
like you'd remember he's going to work.
Maybe. Parker's second, third, okay. Like, Caulfield, who knows?
You're not putting your eggs in the memory brood.
No, you're not putting your eggs, but you know that they'll probably
they're
play
a good bridesmaid.
However many you want.
They're a good bridesmaid. You need someone like a King to come through quickly.
If you're a St Kilda fan, do you want Brad Scott? Because from the noise that I see on social media, it's that they don't want Brad Scott.
I want Brett Ratton.
Brett Ratton?
Yeah.
Fresh blood.
So not neither of those guys.
No, neither. Fresh blood.
Brad Ratton, whiskey.
No, fresh
Clarko.
Blood.
Clarko. Clarko too.
Okay. Clarkson available. You want Clarkson?
But Brett Ratton was basically his 2IC for a while there, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I like Brett Ratton.
Just give us fresh blood. Why? We spoke about it literally before we even started. Why would you want to die from the same sword? Go get stabbed by something you don't know is coming. Like who? They could be. Hawthorn board members protested against Clarkson.
Yeah, that's right.
And Dunstall dug his heels in. And he's now arguably the greatest coach of all time.
Well, and Eagles fans were filthy about the Simpson. Hiring.
Yeah. Suma. What about Suma?
Yeah.
Sydney. Is Bud going to play his 300th this season? It's next game, isn't it?
I don't think so.
And he keeps getting pushed back.
He's out indefinitely now.
Yeah, they kind of said maybe
him.
3 weeks.
They should shut him down.
I think you shut him down.
Or if they're out of finals, round 23
at home
in Sydney.
Yeah.
If it's in Sydney, I haven't got the draw in front of me. But that would be my what a way to finish the season. You know, Sydney Swans, they've got
to
make money.
Yeah.
You get a full crowd in.
Pack them in.
Yeah. I think that might be on the cards. If his last game in Sydney might be the 300, but you don't want him to blow his hamstring in the first quarter either.
No. His last game in Sydney, 300, get people in the gate. Or maybe round one next year against Hawthorn.
Where are we?
I reckon Bud would love to get 300.
Where are we at with Buddy? Like, do we think he's still got something great to offer?
Well, when don't he's out he, there, he does.
Don't forget what he did to Jeremy McGovern against West Coast just before.
He just has to be on the field.
Yeah.
That's the challenge. Once he's on the field, he'll be fine.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
You just got to get him out there.
But also, if he doesn't play or train, I reckon he deconditions a bit these days.
Yep.
Like everyone. But the fit, fast Bud can look tired a little bit easier these days when he hasn't been training. So
and it's just how the little injuries pop up.
He just needs exactly.
We need big chunky Bud in the goal square.
Nah.
He can't really mark.
Remember how skinny Bud was?
Yeah.
Oh, he was skinny and he was like an emu. Yeah. It was unbelievable. I reckon Bud's still definitely got something to offer. 100%.
No, that's good. That's what we want.
We're not getting around 100, but I could easily see him kicking 60 goals a year.
So what's he got? 3 years left?
More on that big contract.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's
But that big contract now wouldn't be in the top 20 contracts.
No, and it's not a disaster now.
No, it's not.
It's not. Like, even if he only plays one more year, it's still
just like having one of your, not somewhere between your middle tier players and your good tier players, having one of those guys injured is the equivalent probably when he's out. They would have got a lot. Well, what would he be on now? 6, 7?
No, I think he's on 9.
Still on 9?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a little bit more.
Like, they didn't front end it because they had Kurt Tippett and those
still
guys.
And he's still on it. Still on the ship card.
West Coast Eagles. I know they obviously lost on the weekend. Do you look at Nick Nat's injury as being a part? If Nick Nat doesn't do his syndesmosis because he was limited, do West Coast win that game? Or have you lost a bit of faith in West Coast? Because we had them as premiership favourites last week.
I just don't know how you don't score. Was it 1 point in 40 minutes?
Yeah. Is that alarm bells or is that anomaly? How do you say that word?
Anomaly?
Anomaly.
So you're saying ruling out the Nick Nat thing,
So did that obviously played a part in the game.
So if he's not injured?
If he's not injured, maybe it went a different way. They could get the ball cleared out or whatever because they just couldn't get it forward. Are you off-put massively that now Nick's out? They lost at home to Collingwood. They didn't score for 45
minutes.
It's
a significant swing.
It's amazing. How week to week are we at the moment?
But that's I was doing the Eagles, another podcast, guys, earlier in the week, and Will Schofield was saying, well, wouldn't we be talking about it completely differently if he won? And I was like, yeah, but you didn't. And that's how these seasons work out.
Yeah.
They swing massively with one game and one moment. And like Nick goes down, suddenly it's all Tom Hickey. And for probably the rest of the season, you lose that game. It's top two worry.
And Oscar Allen's been showing a bit with Nick in the side, hasn't he?
Yes.
Not the part-time third-year player rucking.
It just throws him back to that pack.
Second-year player.
It just throws him back. We've talked many times about Nick's... Well, we talked about how Nick's inclusion was the thing that they needed to get. And
now he's not there.
Was almost working perfectly. And now he's probably not going to be. He's almost certainly not.
How unlucky. Landing that way.
And watching West Coast games, like...
It's not fair.
You just much prefer to have... Like, he's that player you just want to watch. So
it's not fair at all.
Who won the battle on Friday night? Grundy or
Grundy
Nick
got
Nat?
Him.
No, Grundy.
Nick started better.
Nick had 11 clearances, the most on the ground by a mile.
When they were head-to-head, it was pretty even.
Yeah.
But Grundy, because of Nick's injury and also because of his conditioning.
Played 50% game time.
By the end of the game, Grundy won the game.
Yeah, because Grundy had it by the end of the game.
But you're just talking about when they played against each other.
So if they win, does Nick get the points?
If he doesn't get injured.
Yeah, if he can stay out there in that last quarter. Yeah. The Western Bulldogs. Josh Dunkley's game on the weekend.
Oh.
Yeah.
39 disposals, 15 tackles, 6 marks, 2 goals, 189 champion data points.
That's
9
a lot.
Clearances. So in the first 6 games of this year, he was putting up 18, 4.5 tackles. The team was 2-4. They switch him into that inside mid-roll. He starts putting up 32, 7.5 tackles, 5 marks, 16 contested, and the team goes 6-4 for the 10-game stretch.
And the first player... And maybe the only player that was passed over
as a father-son.
So Sydney...
Yeah, I think he was the first one not to be matched.
Yeah, so Bulldogs put an offer in on him and Sydney had the opportunity to say, yes, we'll take him.
And they did.
And they said, no, we won't take
plays
him.
Plays in a premiership win over them on grand final day.
Unbelievable. And now he's the informed best midfielder in the competition, bar none.
Yeah, he is.
He is. There's no way to look around it. He is the best midfielder at the moment.
He was unbelievable on the weekend. Like, I was watching that game. Every
that
single
tackle?
Way you looked,
on,
he was there.
On Brayshaw.
Was it Brayshaw yet running?
Oh, he wanted
to
bury him too. Yeah. Like, he tackled to hurt.
He was like playing with kids. Like, he was out there kicking goals. He was laughing at one point. Like, his little brother's on the other team. Like, it was.
Yeah.
Like, it was
he's loving
joke.
Footy. But didn't that just summarise the patch of form that Brayshaw's in and Dunkley's in?
Yeah.
Like, they couldn't have. Brayshaw about to kick a goal gets absolutely slaughtered.
Yep.
Dunkley comes from the clouds, lays this ball busting tackle.
How someone didn't get in his way or let Brayshaw know, because it seemed like it was like 20 seconds.
Oliver gave him the handball, didn't he? And then he was just straightening up and got mowed
down.
We've
talked about roles and stuff before. I mean, it's just pretty clear that like a player's season, he switches a role and his whole season turns.
How good is that midfield now?
Yeah.
If you go McRae, Bont, Dunkley starting in there, that is top shelf.
And your man.
Bailey coming through.
Bales, he'll be in there. Don't worry about that.
Tim English tapping it down or Tim English moving around.
Bulldogs, there's something
there. That's what we've done. Yeah, I know. See, this
there's
is what.
Something there.
That actually was the winner of that poll I did, and who my daughter Lila should support as a team so they didn't
doggies.
Want to go on for free. It was really? Doggies actually won. So,
well,
nice to buy the beanie.
How did Norton go on the weekend?
He had a couple of big moments.
I didn't watch the whole game because I was flicking, but there was just a couple of moments, and it must have randomly been at the top.
Yeah.
It came out, a couple of good chunky marks up the field.
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
He's going to be a good player.
There's a lot there.
There's a lot to like. There's a lot to like. Mm.
And they've got growth too. Like, you look at guys like Toby McLean there, who's had a really terrible year, but he's a better player than that. You know, like, so they're just going to have stuff. They
need
got
that
guys.
Back.
Taylor Gerrard played. Yeah, they need that. They need Roughhead.
Yeah, Roughhead as a defender would help.
They had that. That's like Taylor Gerrard. He picked up for bag of beans.
Yeah,
he's been really
starting
good for
to
them.
Come good. Yeah, yeah.
As a again 15 to 22 picked.
And they always you seem to always pay overs for those guys who were between 20 and 22 on a premiership team.
How happy would Bulldogs fans be with our podcast? Because so often
we're really talking about
we love them, don't we?
Yeah,
because they're last all the time. Yeah, most of the time. So they end up getting like an extra.
Yeah, we rave about them at the
three
end.
3 or 4 minute stretch.
You're in no race. You just take your time getting through it. Don't worry, but turn the alarm off. We don't need that. We've got another couple of minutes on these guys.
Just go full Bulldogs.
Hey, quickly, do you want a quick Alan Richardson story?
Yeah.
So never met him. Don't know him. I went for a job at St Kilda when I finished.
As what?
As a coach, development. But that was moving over. Came second, didn't get it, and that was it. I was like, yep, no worries.
So hold on, this is after West Coast?
Yep. After West Coast.
Who got the job?
Ben McGlynn from Sydney. Anyway, so didn't think anything of it. Thanked them, great. He rang me out of the blue 3 months later just to see how I've settled into post-footy, how the job's going, how settled I am.
Yeah, right.
Everything like that, yeah. Just out of the blue, yeah. Well, just obviously I was second in line for the job but...
Just wanted to keep you in mind and check in.
Yeah, make sure that... You know, I wasn't working in the footy and just see how I was going. That's the stuff. Yeah.
Do you still think about that?
No, I've never met him.
Wow.
But you hear lovely things about him. And I was he did not need to ring me. I didn't expect a call or anything. But
that's a good move.
I think I interviewed you just after you hung up the boots and you were talking about coaching. You did that year at Colts. Do you still think about it?
I love footy, yeah.
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 Watch this space.
The radio stuff's pretty good fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, I'm
you couldn't just do both, could you?
Would you still do this podcast as a development coach?
I don't think I'd be allowed, mate.
Probably not.
I'm starting to get things just slowly taken off me. Like, should I post that on Instagram? How many bosses won't be happy if I post it?
What are we looking forward to this weekend, gents?
Collingwood GWS.
Yeah.
Two teams with genuine top four hopes. You know, GWS, can they survive without Canelio? It's all there. It's all there.
Richmond Port, I don't know what's going to happen. Can't tell week to week with Port.
Well, even like
they could win it and it wouldn't be shocked.
Friday night footy, Adelaide Essendon.
Yeah.
At Adelaide.
Yeah.
You know, talk about the Heat falling back on Woosh. Like, they could easily fall out of the eight within a week.
I'm thoroughly enjoying Shai Bolton at the moment.
Should I go? I have Saturday. I don't have anything on Saturday, I don't think. Fremantle, Sydney in town. I haven't been to a game of footy in a few weeks. I look at this and I'm like, I might go.
Jordan Dawson's not playing.
There we go.
Bud's not playing.
Not going. Yep. It's just going to be, a very ordinary, isn't it?
Even like, it is a good round. So you got Carlton, Gold Coast. So at least Gold Coast will be competitive, you'd think.
That's a great game because it's 17th versus 18th.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. You're going to be interested in it. Then you've got GWS Collingwood. Would you say North Melbourne can't beat the Lions in the form they're in?
I would say North could easily beat
them. Freo Sydney, no one really cares, but it should be a close game.
Yeah, I'm not going to Freo Sydney. I'm going to watch Brisbane North. Yeah.
This is a really good round.
It is. Then you've got your Adelaide v. Your Geelong v. Hawthorn. Yep. It's that rivalry we spoke about.
St Kilda Dogs, Dogs in form, Saints first
new
week.
Coach.
West Coast in Alice Springs, like against the D's. They haven't played there for a bloody long time, or if ever. It's a good game. And Richmond with their chance to bounce back Port Adelaide.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Oh, this is going to be nice.
Great round.
The missus is away. The kids are away. I'm going to cheat them. I think
you got that out. All right, boys. Thanks for coming in. Thanks for listening, everybody. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast, do that. Hit us up with a review and with a rating. This has been the Hardball Gets AFL Show. We'll see you next time.